Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. We're putting out the challenge. Well, the good news is that the challenge continues. We're going to get all the details this morning. Ryan Cleveland is here in studio with all of the information. Ryan, good morning. How are you?
Jamie, I'm great. Thanks for asking.
What's going on here, Ryan? We got the challenge.
Yeah, we have the challenge. I'd like to extend a big thank you to the Stratford Police Services for challenging the Stratford Festival with the Cereal Box Challenge. We've taken that challenge on. Our target is 324 boxes of cereal. It's a very aggressive goal. We realize that, but there's a specific reason we chose that number. That number is one more box than Stratford Youth Soccer Race. So that is the reason for the 324. We know it's an aggressive goal. We know it's going to be a target to hit. Probably hard to do, but we're looking forward to that challenge. And thank you, Jamie.
Okay. So again, we've got the challenge continuing with the Cereal Box Challenge. Something's happening this weekend, we should stress.
Yeah, Jamie, thank you for asking. This weekend, we're at Food Basics in Stratford. We've been invited out there with the community. Anybody who wants to get involved, anybody who wants to participate and donate some cereal to the Cereal Box Challenge by donating cereal or, and Jamie, I want to stress, any other non-perishable food item. It is a cereal challenge. We recognize that. But with the need of the Stratford House of Blessing and the Salvation Army Food Banks, they would be grateful for anything and everything that people can reach out and give. So, Jamie, by all means, we will not turn anything away. It is a cereal drive, but we will take any non-perishable food items.
All right. So you'll be at Food Basics this weekend. Is that right?
Yeah, Jamie, you can find me in the lobby at Food Basics Stratford today from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday tomorrow, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
All right.
Jamie, one more thing I would like to tell you, though. This would not be possible without the support of Greg Smith. Greg Smith is the manager out at Food Basics. He is a great guy. He's very community-oriented. He believes in this project. He is helping us see our target. He sees the goal. He wants to help. He's doing all he can. Him and his staff, the hard work that those employees did yesterday to get involved in the cereal challenge, they need to be commended for their efforts. They went above and beyond, all of staff at Food Basics Stratford.
That is awesome. So that's happening today and tomorrow at Food Basics. We'll share the details on our socials, and this will be rain or shine
tomorrow. That is correct, Jamie. Jamie, there is one more thing that's on the top of my mind.
Sure.
There's some much deserved recognition that needs to be, that I would like to throw out there today. I would like to thank a couple of people. I'd like to thank Brian Elliott at Elliott Motors in Stratford Towing and Recovery, Debbie Hoy at Best Western plus the Arden Park Hotel Stratford, Scott Savage at Giant Tiger Stratford, the Best Western plus the Arden Park Hotel Stratford, all of the extraordinary staff at Food Basics in Stratford, this community and everyone who is supporting this cause, the Cereal Challenge. They really are heroes in all this because everyone's getting involved. They're giving generous donations. The people are the heroes. And Jamie, one more thing before you cut me off. I just want to throw in there an obvious thank you to both Today FM, Stratford's Best Music 107.7, and also CJCS 107.1.
That's awesome. And we've been getting the word out early, and you've gotten a response already from people hearing it on the radio, which is a great thing.
Yeah, Jamie, funny you should say that. I want to share a personal story. Yesterday, I had a really, really cool interaction with someone, a gentleman named Pat Walsh. He was listening to 107.7 Today FM. He came into the store. He said, "Ryan, I wanted to come here personally and give you a cash donation towards the Cereal Box Challenge." I said, "Thank you, Pat." He said, "You know what? I'm not going to give cereal. I'm not going to give granola bars. I'm not going to give fruit cups. I would like to give a cash donation. Is that okay?" We 100% will take those cash donations. Those cash donations will be split between the Stratford House of Blessing and the Salvation Army of Stratford. Both of our community food banks will accept those donations. So, one more thing. I know all the listeners are listening. We know the community always comes together when these things happen and when we're in need. We saw that happen yesterday at Food Basics in Stratford. We want to build on yesterday's momentum. We want to make today a success. We want folks to come on out. We need all of the support. We need all of the generations to hit that goal of 324 boxes. Jamie, thank you this morning for your time in studio, and I personally could not be more appreciative. So thank you to you.
Well, and thank you, Ryan, for all you're doing with this. You've taken up this challenge, and you are running with it with the Cereal Box Challenge. So that's at Food Food Basics today. You can make a donation 8 a.m. through till 5 p.m. and or Saturday from 8 a.m. through till 6 p.m. Ryan, any final thoughts or just get those cereal boxes out there, cash donations and more?
Jamie, you hit it on the head, but actually there is one more thing I'd like to say besides the cereal boxes, besides the cash donations. I would like to take a moment to thank everyone in the community of Stratford and the surrounding areas who has already donated to this cause. There has been other organizations do this cause. We're looking for more cereal. We're looking for non-perishables. We're looking for cash donations. We look forward to seeing everyone out today and tomorrow. Jamie, thank you this morning. Have a great day.
And Ryan Cleveland, thank you at the Stratford Festival and so much more. Ryan Cleveland. Ryan, enjoy the challenge. Thank you.